Bexar County Sheriff's Deputy Jose S. Nunez was arrested this week on a first-degree felony charge of super-aggravated sexual assault of a child. The child is a 4-year-old girl, the daughter of a Guatemalan immigrant who is not a U.S. citizen. According to authorities, Nunez told the child's mother that if she reported the abuse, he would have her deported. Last Saturday, the mother took her daughter to a local fire station to report the abuse, and hours later, the deputy was arrested in the middle of the night. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar, the elected leader of the agency where the arrested deputy worked, he told the media that, quote, "We believe that there was some hesitation on the part of the witness to report the conduct because of the fact that she's undocumented in the country," unquote. Deputy Nunez's job at the sheriff's office was as a detention officer at the Bexar County Jail in San Antonio, where he was jailed after his arrest last weekend. The bail was set at $75,000 in the case. Sheriff Salazar said he was trying to expedite Nunez's firing from the department. He was placed on administrative leave when he was arrested. The sheriff said his office is conducting an internal investigation, and they are looking for evidence of other victims. Police officers who use their power and authority to sexually assault victims isn't something that is studied very often by nonprofit advocacy organizations and think tanks, so it's hard to find some data on all this. However, in 2011, the Cato Institute published a report that looked at police misconduct and found that the second most reported form of misconduct was sexual abuse. Number one on that list was excessive force. And though there is a difference between domestic violence and sexual abuse, it is relevant to note that here in the city of Houston, last year, there was a 16% decrease in reports of domestic violence in Hispanic households. According to the New York Times, other big cities have large Hispanic populations like Los Angeles, Denver, and San Diego also reported similar decreases last year. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo told the New York Times that the Hispanic community is more afraid of law enforcement now more than ever. Chief Acevedo said, quote, "They're seeing the headlines from across the country where immigration agents are showing up at courthouses trying to deport people," unquote. For the People's News, I'm Brandon Moeller.